USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 U.S. service members were killed in the attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. One of the explosions was outside the airport, and another was at or near a hotel near the facility. The hotel is reportedly used to ferry Americans to the airport. California Democratic Congressman John Garamendi telling MSNBC this is a tragedy.
Tragic, heartbreaking, not unexpected. This is an extremely dangerous operation from the very moment it began.
Following the multiple explosions, the State Department sent an email to congressional offices stating, please do not direct individuals to the airport in Kabul at this time due to the situation on the ground. President Biden's meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister is being postponed until tomorrow as well. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Amid the chaos and confusion at the airport in Afghanistan, life goes on. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
So far, three babies have been born as their parents sought freedom from the Taliban in Afghanistan. During a briefing at the Pentagon, Air Force General Todd D. Walters spoke about a special one.
We've had further conversations with the mom and the dad of the baby that was born on the C-17 inbound to Ramstein. They named the little girl Reach, and they did so because the call sign of the C-17 aircraft that flew them from Qatar to Ramstein was Reach. That child's name will forever be Reach. And as you can well imagine, being an Air Force fighter pilot, it's my dream to watch that young child called Reach grow up and be a U.S. citizen and fly United States Air Force fighters in our Air Force. Over.
The Labor Department reporting 353,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless unemployment benefits last week. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll, 47% of American workers are in favor of vaccine mandates by employers. The poll was conducted before the FDA granted full approval of Pfizer's vaccine, which some believe experts and employers are hoping will persuade more people to get the shot and support mandates. Regarding liability, if a company forces you to get a vaccine and you fall ill, Quentin Brogdon is an attorney with Crane Brogdon Rogers Injury at Law in Dallas, Texas. He tells USA Radio News.
It's going to vary state by state, but if your employer, you know, most states there is requirement of workers' comp. In some states, such as Texas and some others, the employers get to opt out of the system and they can be sued. But you would need to show as an employee causation that, you know, in any kind of legal proceeding, that your specific exposure at work or wherever, or exposure to the virus, is what caused the bad outcome. And that's not going to be necessarily very easy, because COVID is all around us. It's in the grocery store. Our friends have it. Our neighbors may have it. People may have it who are asymptomatic. And you have to show that the vaccine specifically caused you some kind of injury at a minimum.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.